Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build something proper dark and alive, a jungle-style ARP that locks into a surgically edited breakbeat in Ableton Live 12. The big idea here is not just to make a fast little melody and drop it over drums. Anyone can do that. What we want is a call and response hook. The ARP talks, the break punctuates, and together they create that nervous, forward-driving DNB tension that makes a drop feel huge. This approach works especially well in intros, breakdowns, drops, and switch-ups. In an intro, it helps define the identity of the tune. In a breakdown, it gives the ear something to latch onto while the drums breathe. In a drop, it sits above the sub and res as a high mid hook. And in a switch-up, it gives you energy without needing to rewrite the whole track. So let's start with the frame. First, set your tempo somewhere in the 170 to 174 BPM zone. That keeps us in classic jungle and DNB territory. Then create a new MIDI track and load either Waveatable or Operator. If you want something bright, sharp, and a little nasty, Waveatable is usually the fastest path. If you want a more digital, sign-leaning edge, Operator is great too. For the harmony, stay in a minor key. D minor, F minor, or G minor are all strong starting points. Keep the notes source simple. Root, minor, third, fifth, and maybe one extra seventh or ninth if you want a little color. In this style, the ARP should feel like a rhythmic top line, not a big wash of harmony. The drums already do a lot, so the ARP needs to be tight and intentional. Now write a short 1/16 note phrase, but don't make it perfectly even. That's where things start feeling robotic in the wrong way. Give some notes shorter gate lengths, around 25 to 45%, so they feel staccato and percussive. Then allow a few notes to ring a little longer, maybe 60 to 75%, to create little lifts and lead-ins. That contrast is what helps the phrase breathe. A useful way to think about the ARP is as a second groove, not just a melody. Try placing a note on beat 1, then another on the offbeat, then a small leap near the end of the bar. Let one or two notes anticipate the snare. The goal is to make the ARP feel like it is leaning into the breakbeat, not floating over it. If you want more urgency, you can use Ableton's Arpeggiator MIDI effect, but use it as a helper, not as the whole idea. Set it to 1/16 or 1/32, with gate around 55 to 70%, and try an up-down or converge style. That can add tension, but the best results usually come from manual MIDI writing plus automation. That's where the personality comes from. Now let's shape the synth tone. On Waveatable, start with a saw-based or square-saw hybrid Waveatable. Add a second oscillator if needed, maybe an octave up or a subtle detuned layer for extra edge. Keep unison modest, around 2 to 4 voices. You want width, but not a smeared transient. The attack needs to stay sharp so the ARP cuts through the drums. Then put a low-pass filter on it, usually 24 dB. Start with a cutoff somewhere between 250 Hz and 1.2 kHz, depending on how bright you want the sound. Add a little resonance, but don't overdo it. You want character, not whistling. A moderate envelope amount helps the filter open a bit on each note, which makes the pattern feel more alive. Next, add saturator after the instrument. A few dB of drive can really help the sound feel more aggressive and present. Turn on soft clip if you need to keep peaks under control. After that, use EQA to high-pass the ARP around 120 to 180 Hz, and if it feels muddy, make a gentle cut in the 300 to 500 Hz range. If it needs more bite, a small boost around 2.5 to 5 kHz can help. That low-end cleanup is important. In DNB, low-mid clutter kills impact fast. The ARP should live above the sub and above the core drum weight. It should add energy, not steal it. At this point, group the whole ARP chain into an instrument rack so you can map key controls to macros. Map cutoff, resonance, saturation drive, maybe a width control, and delay wet/dry. This gives you performance-style control over the sound without having to hunt through every device later. You can also add auto-filter for extra movement. Keep it subtle. A slow drift, almost like a lazy pulse, is usually enough. If you want a darker edge, add a tiny amount of frequency shifter. Not enough to sound like an effect, just enough to make the timbre feel uneasy and metallic. Echo is another great device here. Try a 1/8 dotted or 1/4 delay, with moderate feedback. Filter the repeats so they don't pile up in the low mids. A high pass on the delay return is often a smart move. That way the delay adds atmosphere without smearing the break. Now let's move from sound design into rhythm design. The groove of this kind of ARP lives in the phrasing. Don't just fill every 1/16 slot. Leave space. Repeat certain notes. Dip others. Add a little leap at the end of the bar. A classic pattern might hit the root on beat 1, the fifth somewhere early in the bar, the minor third on the next strong subdivision, then jump an octave near the end, and finally leave a pickup note that pushes into the next bar. Also, use velocity like a real performance tool. Strong accents might sit around 95 to 115, while ghost notes can live down around 40 to 75. That contrast makes the rhythm breathe. It also helps the ARP sit more naturally against the breakbeat, which already has a lot of microdynamics. If the pattern feels too rigid, don't immediately add more notes. First, try changing note lengths, changing velocity, and moving one or two notes slightly earlier or later. Tiny timing shifts can make a huge difference in this style. Now for the breakbeat. Bring in a strong break loop, something Amen-inspired or a tight funk break that works with the track. Warp it cleanly, then slice it to a new MIDI track using Slice to New MIDI Track. That gives you control over individual hits, ghost notes, and tails. Here's the key idea. Preserve the backbeat spine. Keep the main kick and snare identity recognizable. Then build around that. Add ghost hats, tiny shuffles, little tail fragments, and transitional fills. Let the break answer the ARP. If the ARP is busy in one moment, the break can leave space. If the ARP pulls back, the break can become more active. A very useful advanced trick is to duplicate the break into two layers. One layer is the core break, weight, timing, and backbone. The other is the detail layer, hats, ghosts, and edits. Then you can automate the detail layer up and down across the arrangement. That gives you early sections with more room for the ARP, and later sections that feel more intense without rewriting the whole groove. You can also use utility gain automation on specific layers, or clip envelopes inside the break clips. Live 12 clip envelopes are especially powerful here, because they let you make tiny repeatable changes inside the clip itself. That's perfect for DNB, where micro variation matters a lot. Now let's glue the ARP and break together with automation. This is really the heart of the lesson. In DNB, arrangement is often automation. You want the layers to take turns leading the listener's ear. Think in micro roles. Let the ARP be the talker, and let the break be the punctuation. For example, you could automate the ARP filter cutoff so it opens slowly over 4 or 8 bars. Then, at the end of the phrase, throw in a little delay witness or a short reverb send. Meanwhile, automate the break detail layer a little lower when the ARP is most active, then bring it back up as the ARP filters open. That creates a push-pull effect. A good arrangement move is this. In bars 1 to 4, keep the ARP filtered and narrow while the break is more exposed. In bars 5 to 8, brighten the ARP and make the break a bit more chopped and lively. Right before the drop or phrase change, give the ARP a short delay throw and let the break fill the gap. Then, in the drop, keep the ARP present but let it step back slightly whenever the snare lands hard. That kind of relationship is what makes the groove feel intentional. If both layers are trying to dominate the same micro moment, the track gets cluttered. But if they alternate leadership, the whole thing feels bigger and more musical. Now we can take it one step further with resampling. Once the interaction between the ARP and break feels strong, record the combined result to a new audio track. Capture at least a full pass with the automation running. Then chop out the best 1 or 2 bar moments. Reverse a tail if it helps. Stretch or trim tiny hits if you want a more unstable, tape-like feel. This is where the track starts getting its signature character. After resampling, you can process the audio with drum bus for added smack, a light glue compressor for cohesion, or a very subtle touch of redux if you want grain and roughness. Just be careful not to destroy the dynamics. Jungle and DNB need punch. A smart advanced workflow is to keep the original MIDI ARP alive, but use the resample as a secondary layer. That way, you preserve flexibility while also locking in a final textured version of the groove. You get performance, energy, and a finished sound at the same time. For arrangement, think in energy blocks. A strong structure could be a 16-bar intro, then a 16-bar build, then a 16-bar drop, an 8-bar switch-up, and then another 16-bar drop with extra grit and automation. In DJ-friendly tracks, the intro and outro should leave room for mixing. Strip the sub early, and reveal the hook gradually instead of throwing everything in at once. You can also build tension with small dropouts. Sometimes muting a layer for half a bar hits harder than adding another fill. A brief reset before the return can make the next impact feel massive. So if you remember only a few core principles from this lesson, make them these. Build the ARP as a rhythmic hook. Keep the low end clean. Let the break and ARP answer each other through automation, and use resampling to capture the best moments. In advanced DNB, the phrasing is the arrangement, and the automation is the performance. For your practice exercise, try this. Build a 4-bar loop using only 3 notes from a minor scale. Make the arp mostly 1/16s, but remove a handful of notes so it breathes. Slice a breakbeat into 2 versions, one cleaner and one busier. Automate just one thing on the arp, like filter cutoff or delay wetness, and just one thing on the break, like volume or drum bus drive. Then resample the full loop and cut out the strongest 1-bar moment. If that loop feels like a real DNB drop fragment even without bass, you're doing it right. Alright, now it's your turn. Build the arp, carve the break, and let the automation make them talk to each other. That's where the jungle character really comes alive.